Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We haven't had a chance to do our moments that mattered from round five yet. Thought I'd kick it off tonight, and this one is a moment that flew under the radar unbelievably for me. It came from the Roosters' clash with the Cronulla Sharks at the SCG on Saturday night. We all know what ended up happening. The Roosters came back. An unbelievable comeback in that game to win the game off the back of three big names I've already mentioned. Walker, Radley, Waria Hargraves. These three were massive. I thought there was one play by, I think he is the oldest man in the competition. If not, he's top three. He's definitely next to his brother who plays on the other side of the field as the oldest players in the competition. This was a huge play that came from Brett Morris. I'll play it for you now and we'll talk in a few seconds.
Kick is a wobbler. Roosters still with a ball. Manu is offloaded on the bounce. Radley on the bounce. Two bounces, three bounces. Morris kicks. Oh, ball. He sent over the sideline.
That was the play, Morris. Brilliant kick from Morris. Sits up, and that's all he can boil.
In a game full of incredible highlights, for me, this one definitely stood out. Now, as you heard in the commentary there, Sam Walker puts up a bomb. Now, it's 18-4 Cronulla's way. The Roosters, they've begun their comeback here. They're on a real roll, and last tackle options, we know how important they are in the modern game. And Sam Walker, he didn't quite get this one right. We give him a lot of credit for amazing things he does. He is young, obviously, so I'm not stacking shit on him here. But obviously, he didn't really nail this option. It sort of came down about 10 metres out. Joey Manu, being the athlete and competitor he is, he gets up and takes the ball. And at this point, Cronulla, they swarm on Joey Manu just like they should. And once again, being the amazing footballer he is, he manages to get an offload. He plops it up the back. It bounces two or three times. Victor Radley gets it. He tries to throw it from his left to his right out to the winger, Brett Morris. A little bit of space. Now, Victor Radley throws an absolute Barry Crocker of a pass. It bounces three or four times to Brett Morris. Now, at this point, it is 18-14. The Roosters, they're on their way. They've done unbelievably to get the drag themselves back into this game. The Sharks are all over them. This last tackle, it really matters. If Brett Morris turns the ball over here, if he gets pushed into touch, whatever, the Cronulla Sharks, that's a massive lift for them. This exact moment was where this game was decided for me. Brett Morris, with all the experience in the world, picks it up after three bounces. You quite often see guys on last tackle, because they're worrying about where they're going to kick it, what they're going to do, who's coming at them, they panic. Most guys would drop this ball. Brett Morris, his experience plays a huge role here. Takes a deep breath, collects this ball, looks up, assesses what's in front of him, drops it on the toe. Now, from this far out, when you're right on the sideline, a lot of guys would just tend to just drop it on the toe, kick it softly, keep it in play, try and bury them in the in goals. Really tough kick to make. Brett Morris, he understands the moment. He backs himself here. He digs the ball into the dirt, which forces a big bounce. Now, Matty Moylan's coming across with a heap of Cronulla Sharks, and this kick, it was so perfect that it bounced about 2 metres in the air, about 1 metre out from the in goal. So what it meant is that Moiser had no choice. He knew that if he takes this ball, there's a chance he gets buried back into the in goals. There's no way that he could have survived this. He was up in the air, he's up high, waiting for Brett Morris to clean him up. Matty Moylan, he literally had no choice but to slap this ball out. Now, not slap this ball out of the in goals, slap this ball out a metre out. Yeah, so it means that all of a sudden it's not a dropout. So Cronulla can't kick the ball 50 metres away. now going to play the ball in centre field for the Roosters. This is how perfect this kick was. Now, of course, in this moment, you know, you might say, oh, Moisery should have caught it, could have gone to ground. Honestly, the kick was way too perfect. For him to be able to do this off the top of his head, Brett Morris, was simply unbelievable. I cannot believe no one spoke about this kick. If you get an opportunity, go and watch it. It's just before the Sam Walker try. Now, if Brett Morris does what most guys do there, he knocks on or he kicks it out or he does anything other than what he did essentially, it is like a lead balloon to this Rooster side. The Cronulla Sharks, they get the ball back. They have a breather. They get to come out of their own end. They would have gone straight into a safety set. They would have kicked it straight down the other end. It would have turned the momentum of this game completely. This play by Brett Morris was massive. No one spoke about it, but it was huge. I'll play for you in a second the audio of what happened next, but they take the ball. They play the ball 10 metres out where they had the ball there. Takiaho goes up. They come down the left edge with Victor Radley. He goes out the back, hits Sam Walker, and he assesses that Chad Townsend, he's caught in no man's land. This has already happened once or twice tonight on the try before this. Drew Hutchinson did the same thing to Chad Townsend. He got sucked in, got stuck in no man's land, and Hutcho backed himself. Sam Walker, he backed himself in this moment too. A brilliant, brilliant play from the man on the wing, Brett Morris. He is in unbelievable form, and this is what followed.
Radley, left side, Sam Walker is over for a try! What a moment!
A huge play by Sam Walker here, as we spoke about earlier this week. His composure in this moment, and the thing that stood out to me was his emotions after scoring this try. He didn't carry on. He didn't get too far ahead of himself. He knew that there was still a job to be done, and he wanted to get it done. Even when the siren went, he was calm. He was composed. It said a lot to me about this kid. But still, the moment for this game that stood out to me, as I said, the Brett Morris kick, and it's a kick that could have so easily been messed up, and you wouldn't have held it against him in any way, shape, or form if he did mess it up. But this is what Brett Morris provides. This is what Brett Morris has been providing for 15 years now. It looks like there's the opportunity for him to play on next year, and which you would have just thought would have been completely unheard of. You wouldn't have thought Brett Morris, when he arrived at the Roosters 2 years ago, would have been playing 4 or 5 years later. But it looks like he has serious potential to do it, and I'm sorry, would anyone push back on Brett Morris playing another season? He is still the best winger in our game.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.